A couple weeks of the regular season coming up for Lamoni. Demons have Mormon Trail, the makeup game that's going to be tonight. Melcher Dallas is going to be on Friday, and then they have Central Decatur that they'll be hosting next week. The head basketball coach of Lamoni is Ryan Olson. And our visit with him is next. Conference tournament game had Diagonal in the first round of the conference tournament. Considerably more difficult or closer game, I guess. I don't know about difficult. I guess I can have you speak to that. But it was a much closer game than what the first one was. But it still will look like you at least developed a little margin by the end of it.
Yeah, you know, we just got off to kind of a little bit of a slow start. Diagonal played us a little differently. They boxed and won Bryce Alley and tried to chase him around a little bit. And they did a lot nicer job of just playing a little bit more in control, and they handled the pressure. And we played them a little bit man-to-man and was just trying to get through some things. We had a long stretch of games, and we were a little bit tired from the night before playing ACA, but no excuse. You know, we didn't play as well, and they played us a lot better. But we got into a good rhythm, and we were always comfortably ahead. We just couldn't put the nail in the coffin and kind of really put it away. But was proud of the effort, and we got the win.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a huge number of teams that are, I guess, what I would call the mid-pack of teams that are in the Bluegrass Conference this year, at least to this point that Lamoni has seen, because, you know, there just haven't been a lot of close conference games that you've played one way or the other. Well, one of those may have finally been Mormon Trail the other night in a conference tournament.
Yeah, you know, we got to Mormon Trail in the second round of our conference tournament. We were actually down 10 at halftime. Mormon Trail's got a nice, young, good group of guys. I think they got two seniors, but the rest of them are all underclassmen, and they play a lot of freshmen and sophomores, and they're going to be really tough next year. And it was a really good game for us. We played them up at Murray on a neutral site, and, you know, like I said, we were down 32-22, and then we ended up scoring 54 points in the second half and in overtime, and it was a really nice kind of a wake-up call for us. Chase Potter played really well, hit 4 3-pointers, and did a nice job. And Steven Ansong had a double-double in that game and did a really nice job down the stretch. So just a really good, you know, team effort, and I was really glad that we came back and got that one, because that was one that, you know, kind of separates us from kind of third, fourth, fifth in the conference. And the boys really responded at halftime. I got after them a little bit at halftime, and they really responded. So it was a really nice game for us.
And gave you a chance then to get into the semifinals for the first time in a couple of years in the conference tournament, drawing then the top team in the tournament, and they've been so far the team that everybody is chasing, and I guess for that matter still chasing, in the Bluegrass Conference in Grandview Christian, who also continues to look to the part of a state tournament team.
Yeah, Grandview's really solid, really tough. They lost their first game of the season, but I think they've ripped off 15 in a row, and they're definitely a state tournament team. They're good. They're defensively good. They're deep. They play 9 or 10 guys. They had 6 guys in double figures on that night, on the Friday night game. Bryce Alley led us with 10 points and did all he could, and we just, you know, we had a lot of turnovers. We had over 30 turnovers, and against that defensive group, you just can't turn it over that many times. And but, you know, like you said, we were back in the semifinals, and that was one of our goals to start the season, that we hadn't been there since 2014, and I was really proud of the guys to get back to the semis.
Okay, it also gave you a challenging game. If you were the other side of getting into of winning that game against Mormon Trail, was that you were going to get in the semifinals, but that also means that you were guaranteed to get, you know, 2 challenging games, irregardless of what you did in the semifinal. And that was in the second one was Ankeny Christian, who again has really slotted itself with Murray. It still looks like there's some margin between them and Grandview Christian, but they look like they're still pretty good.
Yeah, ACA's got a really good group of guys. They've got about 3 or 4 seniors and a Griffin Labe kid that's a really good basketball player. And they're long. They have a sophomore that was 6'7", and we've just been seeming to have trouble with people that are a little bit longer than us, a little bit stronger than us. And, you know, that's just something that we're just going to have to get over. And we have to spend some time in the weight room getting bigger and stronger and faster this summer and just continue to keep building. But, you know, we played them a lot better. I think we won the third quarter, I think, against ACA. We lost 79-50, but really good effort coming off of the stretch of games that we played. And, you know, we're just you know, happy with fourth place, happy where we're at. We're making strides to becoming a better team, and we're just the rest of the season, we're just really looking forward to getting better.
Okay, we're going to have another challenging game then on Tuesday night against Clark, who's, you know, that has really been a pretty good game on the schedule, you know, when you've had, you know, upper division teams within the Bluegrass Conference. And maybe this year to an extent as well. I certainly think you're more equipped to face, you know, what their caliber team was than probably the last 2 years. But looks like there's still a kind of a challenge, though.
Yeah, Clark had, you know, they have a bunch of seniors, too. You know, they started four seniors, and then, I don't know, it's kind of a broken record, I guess, for today. But, you know, we only had one senior out there most of the time. And, you know, when you go up against four seniors and athletes, and they had a 6'8 center, and just it, you know, it just kind of got away from us again. And teams have been, we've been playing other teams' basketball instead of playing Lamoni Demon basketball, and we have to get back to slowing some things down and working our half-court sets and make sure we're taking care of the basketball. We've had a few games in a row where we've been a little bit sloppy with passing, and, you know, we've lost 8 games, and every game that we've lost, we've gotten out-rebounded. Every game we've won this year, we've out-rebounded our competition. So that's been our main focus, but Clark's a game that we definitely like to play and like to keep on our schedule. And, you know, it was a, you know, I told the boys it was probably our worst game of the season, and we're not playing, we're in a little bit of a funk right now, but also the competition's been really tough. So hopefully we can get things turned around tonight versus Mormon Trail.
All right, because it's really a Mormon Trail game that will go a long way in at least determining positioning, essentially for fourth place, I guess, tonight.
Actually, Stuart, if we win tonight, we win Friday, we'll have a tie with ACA for third in the conference. So tonight and tomorrow night are really big games for us and games that we really want to get, and we're going to put our best foot forward tonight. And I believe ACA lost to Twin Cedars, a team that we beat, and we just do a straight tie for third place in our conference. So a lot to play for tonight and tomorrow night, and then we're going to get ready for Leon on Tuesday and get ready for districts.
It's Ryan Olson. He's head basketball coach of Lamoni.